This is Earth and Sky. Earlier on the show, we spoke with Mark Imhoff at Goddard Space Flight Center.
He's the author of a 2004 study indicating that humans consume 20% of all new plant matter growing on land each year.
This year, Imhoff and colleagues are investigating where in the global landscape the most plant matter is being harvested.
And we're going to look at which land areas are being the most heavily conscripted to produce products of food and fiber.
He also talked about ways that our use of plants changes the landscape. When we replace a forest with crops, for example, the amount of sunlight absorbed by the land changes. Air moves differently over the land. Less water is moved from soil to air, and so on. In other words, when humans change the land, it affects climate.
But as climate changes, there are feedbacks that affect the land in turn.
For example, if you increase rainfall, but it's during the wintertime, when it's cool or too cold to carry out photosynthesis, and then it dries out in the summertime when the temperatures are high enough, then it doesn't do you much good.
Imhoff hopes his work will help improve computer models predicting future climate change. Meanwhile, scientists are beginning to refer to these sorts of feedbacks as a way in which humans and nature are coupled. And that's our show. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.